I'm Ann Davis. This is Desert Air, a show that gives a microphone to the often unheard voices in the Southern Nevada community. Psychedelics like psilocybin, also known as magic mushrooms, have long been purported to have mental health benefits. From fighting addiction to rewiring the brain to make it less prone to anxiety and depression, the potential uses are myriad. But psilocybin is still illegal to use in Nevada. Is 2025 the year the state legislature changes that? April Corbin-Gurness of the Nevada Current investigates.
In December of 2020, Ben Strahan thought he'd lost the will to live. It had been a long, isolating year for the Reno-based wildland firefighter. The COVID pandemic was still in full swing, and that year's fire season had been extreme.
My central nervous system was smoked. I hadn't seen my family in months, and I was just exhausted.
Strahan had recently been promoted to supervisor of a hotshot crew, the name given to firefighters who battle the hottest and most complex wildfires across the country. It was his dream job. He could handle high-stakes pressure, including that year's 1-million-acre fire in the Mendocino area. But once the fire season had waned, he confronted internal demons and unaddressed trauma.
I found myself sitting on the edge of a bed on a chill winter morning, the sun pouring through the windows and the heat hitting my back. And I just remember it felt so good. And I remember putting on my running shoes like I would every morning just to combat the struggles that I would be feeling. And in that moment, I decided to put the gun to my head and pull the trigger. Luckily for me, the gun didn't go off.
The moment served as a wake-up call for Strahan. He needed to do something. But he was hesitant to embrace antidepressants, fearing potentially nasty side effects and the possibility of being on medication indefinitely. So he began researching alternative treatment options. He came across something touted as non-addictive that could offer near-instant results: psychedelic medicine.
That idea of them being drugs kind of like gave me a lot of fear, but here I am at the end of my rope, basically, and I'm saying to myself, you know, I have to try something.
Strahan is far from alone. He's one of a growing number of people turning to psychedelics to treat mental health issues such as depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and addiction. But he had to seek this treatment in another country. That's because psychedelic-assisted therapy is currently illegal nearly everywhere in the United States. But there is growing momentum in the states to legalize certain psychedelics, namely psilocybin, the active ingredient in what people often call magic mushrooms. That push is well underway in Nevada, where at least two bills dealing with the legalization of psychedelic-assisted therapy are expected to be introduced into the state legislature this year. The legislative session begins February 3rd and runs until early June. John Dalton is a retired Navy SEAL and president of the Nevada Coalition for Psychedelic Medicines, a nonprofit working on legislation with State Senator Rochelle Wynn and Assemblyman Max Carter, both Democrats from Las Vegas. Like Strahan, Dalton started off skeptical about psychedelic medicine.
I identify as a conservative and very, very strong one. And this to me sounded like an extension of the hippies' generation of drugs, and, you know, in the 60s and 70s.
But when a fellow SEAL implored him to seriously consider it, Dalton obliged out of respect. He discovered that scientific research into psychedelics as mental health treatments predate the Woodstock era by decades, and that indigenous populations across the globe have used psychedelic medicine for thousands of years. Dalton decided to travel to Mexico to try psilocybin mushrooms and address the traumas from his 23-year military career, which included 7 documented traumatic brain injuries.
The results were absolutely transformative.
2 years later, Dalton co-founded the Nevada Coalition for Psychedelic Medicines with Kate Cotter, a lifelong creative whose own struggles with depression and anxiety led her to psychedelic medicine. During the Nevada State Legislature's last session, in 2023, their coalition successfully lobbied to establish a working group to study psychedelic medicine legislation. This year, they are hoping lawmakers will take action and approve a small, highly regulated pilot program allowing for controlled use. Many of the loudest voices in the push for psychedelics are veterans and first responders, groups whose rates of depression and suicide are significantly higher than average. But the coalition Dalton and Cotter have grown is broad. It doesn't fall across clear political ideological lines.
It tends to cross over all demographics, age, young people, seniors. retired folks, professionals, artists across the board.
The shift in public perception of psychedelics in recent years is similar to the broader cultural embrace of marijuana, which remains federally listed as a Schedule I controlled substance, but is legal in 24 states. Dustin Hines, a University of Nevada, Las Vegas professor who researches psychedelics, remembers years of being jokingly referred to as the shroom guy. But now, much to his delight, there are whole panels and conferences dedicated to the potential of psychedelics.
There's been a change in how we look at what these plant molecules, what CBD can do to actually save lives. And people are now open to that idea that some psychedelics can have that too.
Prominent public figures have come out in support of psychedelics. President Donald Trump's pick for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has said psychedelics should be legalized in some form.
My inclination would be to make this available at least in therapeutic settings and maybe more generally, but in
more mainstream conservative politicians, including former Texas Governor Rick Perry and U.S. Representative from Texas Dan Crenshaw, have also voiced their support for psychedelic-assisted therapy. Some states have begun exploring legalization. In 2020, Oregon became the first state to legalize psychedelic-assisted therapy, though there has been some pushback from cities.
Oregon is home to America's first ever licensed psilocybin service center, and demand for magic mushrooms is high right now.
Colorado became the second state this year. In both states, voters changed the law through ballot questions. Other states are actively considering legislation. Utah lawmakers last year approved a pilot program, though it has yet to come to fruition. Nevada could be next. One piece of legislation the Nevada Coalition for Psychedelic Medicines is pushing for would create a pilot program that could be scaled up over time. A companion bill would tweak criminal laws to allow for that pilot program to be legal. The 2023 bill to establish a psychedelic medicine working group passed the legislature with widespread bipartisan support and was signed into law by Republican Governor Joe Lombardo. But legislation proposing the consumption of any psychedelic substance will likely meet more resistance than anything simply studying it. Opponents argue that psychedelic-assisted therapy proposals are a gateway to allowing full recreational use, especially among teenagers or young adults whose brains are still developing. Erica Rist, a child psychiatrist, was one of several people who spoke in opposition of an early version of the 2023 bill.
We do have a large body of research that indicates that hallucinogens are harmful to the developing brain up to the age of 25 years and can predispose to long-term psychotic mental illness like schizophrenia. And secondly, that teenage substance use is driven by perception of safety and low risk, and which is in turn driven by legalization. And by decriminalizing these substances, we are in effect telling our young people that these substances are safe, and they're going to believe us on that, and we will see an increase in use of these substances, which unfortunately, although there is some research, it's not quite as glowing as has been presented today.
Law enforcement groups are also wary of decriminalization of hallucinogenic substances. The Nevada Coalition is adamant that their goal is not to have shroom shops next to every pot dispensary. Ben Strahan, the wildland firefighter who almost became a number in his profession's higher-than-average suicide statistics, opposes full legalization. In his eyes, psychedelic medicines must be regulated because of how profound the experience can be for those who partake. Strahan tries to be careful with his words when describing his experience with psychedelic mushrooms.
I don't want to say it fixed me. I don't think that's the appropriate way of speaking about these, what I would say, medicines and or technologies. I would say that what they do is they give you a key to a door, and behind that door is realizations of things that you already know.
Individuals' experiences are unique. For Strahan, it began with a conscious setting of intention, then ingesting the psilocybin mushrooms. Then came the presence of a feminine energy and a visual experience he says he doesn't know how to put into words. He asked existential questions about his purpose. He received a divine answer that he was asking the wrong questions. Then he experienced what's known as an ego death.
A disintegration of my ego, like straight up. Coming out of that, I entered into a very beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful experience, feeling a lot of emotions of love and self-love mostly. it taught me how to surrender, and it taught me how to love myself again.
Strahan believes those who want to try psychedelic medicines should be able to without having to leave the country like he did. But he knows it might be a tough sell for some.
No matter what you think about what this might be, you cannot take the experience I had away from me. The healing that I was able to accomplish, the man that it has helped me become, is something that no one can take away from me.
People using psychedelics often describe their experiences through spiritual language. They describe divine presences, as Strahan did. They feel at one with the universe or nature or God. But there is science behind the shrooms. Rochelle Hines, who, like her husband Dustin Hines, is a UNLV professor focused on psychedelics, is an expert in it.
If you look at the chemical structure of the molecules inside, you know, psilocybin or mescaline, and you compare them to other chemical structures we know, they actually look a whole lot like neurotransmitters in our own bodies.
You've probably heard of some of the neurotransmitters Rochelle Hines is referring to: norepinephrine, dopamine, serotonin. Pharmaceutical antidepressants like Prozac and Zoloft attempt to regulate the levels of these neurotransmitters in the brain.
Just based on the chemical structures of the compounds, we get some insights about what these molecules might be doing.
Studies have shown that selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, better known as SSRIs, are not effective in a majority of patients. Psychedelics have been shown to improve neuroplasticity. Michael Pollan, author of How to Change Your Mind, famously uses the metaphor of the mind as a snowy hill. Each time a sled goes down that hill, the grooves it leaves deepen, and it becomes more likely the sled will be pulled into that path the next time it goes down. Psychedelics reset the snow, allowing new paths to be created, paths that could be happier or healthier. What the world could do with a better understanding of psychedelics is an emerging issue. Could these cellular and molecular effects be isolated and used to develop something non-hallucinogenic that could help people in clinical settings? Some companies are already exploring those possibilities. Rochelle isn't sure.
A lot of people do actually confirm the idea that rehashing of the past, that understanding your experiences, seeing yourself in a new light, seeing the world in a new light, feeling that interconnectedness with, you know, something greater, feeling an interconnectedness with nature, all of those things are part of that psychedelic experience.
Dustin Hines is equally unsure, and that's part of what makes his and his wife's research so compelling.
We don't even have the words for this yet. Is it mind? I don't know that it's mind. Is it spiritual? I'm okay with that. Is it magic? I'm okay with that. But we might not even have the tools as scientists to really get at what this is.
Only study in a controlled environment may be able to get at it. And that will require, advocates argue, some form of legalization.
You can read more about advocates' push for mushroom legalization in the February 2025 issue of Desert Companion magazine. And this is Desert Air, the best of Desert Companion magazine for your ears. And it's all done by the talented folks at Nevada Public Radio. You're able to hear this without ads because of listener support. You can find more on this story and how to keep others like it coming at knpr.org. I'm your host, Ann Davis. Thanks for listening. Thank you.